Oh, right, Rowan, talk to me about that tap-in that you scored.
Yeah, another tap-in to add to the collection. Now, yeah, obviously buzzing for me personally to get a goal, but in my position and here, it's not about me. If whoever had scored, it would have been nice. It would have been lovely to get the win, but obviously we got paid back to 1-0, but we can't be anything but positive from today's performance.
How do you feel the performance as overall from Gosport today, Rowan?
I thought we were the better team. I thought we were the more dangerous team. I thought we created the better chances. I think we were the ones on the front foot, especially second half. Took the game to them, managed to get our goal. And with 10-15, you just want to see out the game. But we also understand that where we're at the minute, it's going to be tough. And we are susceptible to set pieces, and we conceded another one. But, you know, overall, I think we fully deserved a point and maybe deserve three.
Where do the high standards come from that you clearly demand from all of your teammates?
Yeah, I mean, it's easy. Being a professional for 17 years, being in that environment, it's the number one thing to demand high standards of yourself and each other. And I know sometimes on the pitch I'm a little bit harsh, and I have been through my playing career, but if I didn't have that side, I don't think I'd be here taking on this challenge. And Harps is the same. You get players, it's second nature to players that have had a long career in football, and we love football, so coming here, the challenge is tough. And some people say, oh, you can't be enjoying getting beaten, but I'm enjoying it, and I'm enjoying being out there. And like you say, it is... You have to demand from people, whether people say it's part-time or it's full-time, you have to put demands on people, especially the younger and experienced boys, because if you don't, this is what happens. You get beat every week in, week out, and there's no standards.
I know it's not all about you. You clearly don't want that, but what do you feel personally that you're learning from your time behind the scenes in management here at Gosport?
Well, it's a massive learning curve for me in terms of I've enjoyed playing this season, and I've been the fittest I've been for about 4 or 5 years, and... You know, like, I know what I'm like, and I'm addicted to playing football, so I'm not going to lie about that. I want to play on for as long as I can. This situation's unique, and it's been thrown at me, but once I said to the chairman that I'd help out and I'd do it, then it's all guns blazing, and I have to do it like that. And I'm learning every single day. I'm learning about the other side of being, you know, trying to be a manager. And it's not just, oh, you're having a go at being a manager in pre-season. We're bottom of the league, and the pressure's on. And you know, we had a good crowd come here today, and they supported us, and they got something back today. And that's what you learn from that, because we have to go into games believing that we've got the confidence that we can go and pick up points.
I asked Louis Bell, what's it like working with you? I'll ask you the same question about him. What's it like working with Louis?
Yeah, I mean, it's good. It's been great. You know, I've known Louis 20 years. I know exactly what Louis is. He's a motivator. He gets into people. He makes them believe in themselves. He sets standards as well, and he sets targets for people, and it's been really good. Everyone who's involved since I've been doing it has been brilliant, and everyone is trying to do everything they can. You know, the chairman, the other people on the board, you know, Jay, Louis, everyone's trying to do everything they can. I've been at clubs where they're struggling for form, and they're struggling, and it's all doom and gloom, and you can be forgiven for being some negativity creeping in. But since I've come in, it's been nothing but positive. So.
Do you feel that the drop points today from a winning position will put more pressure on the Dunstable game, or not really?
Not really, because if we'd have won and go there 1 point behind them, it's the same thing as being 3 points, because we've got a better goal difference and we've got a game in hand. So, you know, I take it game for game, and we look at the Weymouth game, which is going to be tough, but then we look at next Saturday, we look at St Ives here. It's another massive opportunity. And if we play like that, we could be ahead of Dunstable by the time we get there. I don't want to get ahead of myself, because it's every game, one game at a time, but I was impressed with the performance, and to be honest, if we win 3 or 4 games, we'll be all right. So I don't need to see what Dunstable are doing.
Need to ask you about, away from the club here, about the Lee Rigby Cup that's happening this weekend. Mm-hmm. It's an amazing event. The whole area is buzzing about it. From a Pompey lad, how do you feel about the game?
Yeah, and I think it's a brilliant thing, and them things that are done for certain charities and positive moves with them kind of things are only ever going to be positive. And you know, I hope it's a success, and I hope it does really well, and I think it's an excellent thing to be doing.
Rowan, absolute pleasure to speak to you. Best of luck for the rest of the season. Congratulations on goal of the season.
Thank you very much.
Cheers. Thank you.